Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
The Sons of Liberty is a politically neutral organization. We believe that the Judeo-Christian ethic has provided the principles upon which this nation was founded. It is our belief that these principles provide not only the foundation and framework for American government and society, but are also essential to the maintenance of a fair and just society. All program content is based on a Christian biblical worldview.
One of you said to me recently that we shouldn't rock the boat. Well, ladies and gentlemen, I want to tell you that I am a boat rocker.
Friends, as well as a few enemies, scoffers, atheists, skeptics, lunatics, weirdos, and assorted bad guys, and of course, all of you good guys and girls out there, welcome to the Sons of Liberty. You have with yours truly, Mr. Bradley Dean. I'm understanding there's technical difficulties going on the social media platforms. I have no idea why. On my end, everything is exactly the same as it always has been, and so again, I have no idea what could be going on there. Now, with that said, I did put on social media platforms the GCN Live link where you can listen to us, and you can also watch us on both. You can hear us audibly, and you can watch us visually on our live feed as well. So with that said, friends, I have no idea what could be going on your end. On my end, everything is working. What I want to do is, if you want to check us out on social media platforms, please do sonsoflibertymedia.com, sonsoflibertymedia.com, and or, friends, if you would like to, what you can do is you can go over to sonsoflibertymedia.com, top left side of the page. Also, go over to the top of that page and subscribe to sonsoflibertymedia.com as well. Also wanted to let you know, folks, if you want to check us out on Before It's News, please do top left side of the page, top left side of the page, beforeitsnews.com as well. If you'd like to call in, please do 1-866-582-9933, 1-866-582-9933. Folks, if this is the first time listening to the Sons of Liberty Radio.com, do remember that this is the radio show where we think for ourselves and make not the others the measure of our conduct. And why is that, friends? Because it is a terrible place to be when your brains are in someone else's head. Now, one more time. Okay, I've got 157 cities listening to me right now. We're all set up. Everything's fine on my end. If you're on social media platforms, there's a link already up on there. Please just link to that. You can listen to the show live on Genesis Communication Networks. Folks, 1-866-582-9933. 1-866-582-9933. Folks, if this is the first time listening to the Sons of Liberty Radio.com, do remember that this is the radio show where we think for ourselves and make not the others the measure of our conduct. And why is that, friends? Because it is a terrible place to be when your brains are in someone else's head. True that. What I want to do is I want to kind of highlight some of the things that we're going to be covering here. Just hold up with me on social media platforms, friends. Just hold up with me on social media platforms real quick, if you don't mind. Can I get some help real quick? Hang on a second, folks. Can I get some help here, folks? Okay. Go ahead. Steph, will you turn that computer on? I'm getting inundated by people while I'm on live radio. Is that computer on? Is that computer on? Okay, just go ahead and sign into it, because outside of that, there's absolutely nothing I can do about the issues that people are having right now. Sorry about that. WND, I did an article back in 2015, August 13th, and what it was America, beware of the smiling traitor. Beware of the Smiling Traitor. And Marcus Tullius Cicero said, a nation can survive its fools and even the ambitious, but it cannot survive treason from within. An enemy at the gates is less formidable, for he is known and carries his banner openly, but the traitor moves amongst those within the gate freely. Listen to me. He moves within the gate freely. Okay? What are we seeing today? His sly whispers rustling through all the alleys, heard in the very halls of government itself. For the traitor appears not a traitor, but this one does. He speaks in a sense familiar to his victims, and he wears their face and their arguments. He appeals to the baseness that lies deep in the hearts of all men. He rots the soul of a nation. He rots the soul of a nation. He works secretly and unknown in the night to undermine the pillars of the city. He infects the body politic so that it can no longer resist. A murderer is less to fear. The traitor is the plague. I don't know how better define what a traitor is. I don't know how better to define what treason is, friends, than what I just wrote. And keep in mind, this was written 1,500 years ago. So what we're dealing with today on the horizon is nothing new. It's absolutely nothing new. We got a brand new a video today. And it's, of course, the conservatives of the day. The best they can deliver to you is to mock Joe Biden. And I'm here to tell you, you can go and laugh at Joe Biden all you want to, but the joke is not on Joe Biden. The joke is on the American people for tolerating the likes of a treasonous Joe Biden. And if you think I'm just speculating as to his crimes, we're already well aware of all of his crimes. As a matter of fact, if you'd like to go over and check out his history with Ukraine, how he plagiarized in 1988, he was kicked off the presidential trail, how he was called a pedophile by his college roommates many, many decades ago. I mean, folks, we know the whole list of crimes that this individual is guilty of committing against innocent people. Now he sits in the people's White House because the people tolerate this sort in the people's White House. But again, it goes back to the Lord's hand in saying, when God means to judge a nation, what he does is he appoints wicked rulers, and it's exactly what we're dealing with. It's exactly what we're dealing with. So, anyways, what I want to do is I want to play this video for you really quick, and I want you to check this out because, again, this is absolutely second to none when it comes to stuff you just can't make up. And this is one of those that you just can't make up. And I guess this will be the test as to if the platform works. Hang on a second. Hang on a second. Hang on a second. Hang on a second. Boy, folks, I'm manning this all by myself. So with that said, do forgive me. And we'll see if we can get them up here now. And just not a good situation. Okay, here it is. I got it right here, friends. We're not having any issues on our end whatsoever. Listen to the president to all of you that they want you to believe you voted in for. You ready for this? This is crazy.
This room, for making this forum a success, particularly in Prosper Africa, deal room. That sounds like something that we shouldn't be saying. Prosper Africa, deal room. I kept asking, where's the deal room? I think I'm looking at it. Folks, to help save lives and combat COVID-19.
This is the guy that can't even read what the teleprompter has to say to him, friends. We're going to come right back to this. I'm going to replay it for you. This is SonsOfLibertyRadio.com. And, folks, again, this is the guy they want you to believe that 80 million people voted in. We'll be right back.
This is Jeff Osborne. Welcome to my new series, God's Touch, airing on theforgenews.com. These short pre-recorded segments address real physical issues for which so many people suffer. Choose those that address your needs and receive prayer just for you. God bless you.
This is Mike Adams, the founder of Brighteon. We are welcoming Bradley Dean to the Brighteon radio platform because Bradley Dean is on the front lines, speaking truth to power, defending your liberties and your constitutional rights. Bradley's voice is critical for our world in this dangerous era when tyrants and perverts are trying to steal away our children, our culture, and our future. It's people like Bradley Dean who are standing against the tyranny and holding the ground for Christians and patriots. Catch his show at BrighteonRadio.com.
Hello, friends. This is Bradley Dean here at the Sons of Liberty Radio.com, here to introduce you to our new friends at Herbonomic. Have you been searching for all natural health products you can depend upon? Herbonomic's special menu has all natural health products that you can trust. Our friends at Herbonomic have done their research and to ensure that they only source the highest quality products that they serve to their customer base. Visit us at HERBANOMIC.com.
It's a jungle out there, disorder and confusion everywhere. No one seems to care. Well, I do. Hey, who's in charge here? Yeah, it's a jungle out there, and you need Wisconsin Christian News, a Christian newspaper that is not just filled with poetry and recipes. We print the truth, and we're not afraid to do it. If you're sick of the nonsense, subscribe today. You need this. I could be wrong now, but I don't think so. WisconsinChristianNews.com.
Stock market have you nervous with massive fluctuations? With the impact of inflation and the upcoming midterm elections, it's virtually impossible to guess what will happen next. But with Vantage Point, you won't have to guess. Text MONEY to 813-813 to find out how you can forecast market trend changes with up to 87.4% proven accuracy. That's right, 87.4%. Text the word MONEY to 813-813 and find the consistency and confidence you've been looking for in your trading. Vantage Point's patented technology analyzes huge quantities of global data in seconds. No more guessing when to get in or out of a trade. Text MONEY to 813-813. We'll send you a link to our free live training. Protect your hard-earned capital with Vantage Point.
Trading involves financial risk and is not suitable for all investors. Past results do not guarantee future performance. By texting the word DEMO, you agree to the terms available at VantagePointSoftware.com/terms and consent to receive calls and texts using automated technology or pre-recorded voice about offers or info by or on behalf of Vantage Point. Your consent is not a condition of purchase and can be revoked at any time. Message and data rates may apply.
Text MONEY to 813-813.
Welcome back again to the Sons of Liberty, folks. 1-866-582-9933. We were just talking about Treasonous Joe. I defined treason from 1,500 years ago. And I cannot define it any better than what you're seeing being played out before your eyes today. And to sit back, as a matter of fact, what I'm going to do, I'm going to play this video for you, and then I'm going to go back and I'm going to read that text from Marcus to Elias. And I want you to hear for yourself as to what and how they operate. Because this individual right here, and I said right during the end of the last segment, you can go ahead and make fun of Joe Biden all you want. I see the posts all day mocking Joe Biden. And I take the time to tell those people, you go ahead and mock Joey all you want to. You go ahead and mock him and tell jokes about him all that you want to. Friends, the bottom line is the joke is on you for tolerating him. And in those that he represents, because it's not the American people. And you all the well know it's not the American people. So let me go ahead and play this out for you so you can see for yourself. This is a guy that can't even read the teleprompter. This is a guy that has no soul. He's gone. He's an empty uniform. He's doing what he's told to do. He's got handlers. You know he's controlled opposition. And if you're going to settle for this, then you deserve exactly what you get. But I don't know how it can get any lower than a Joe Biden. I said that during Barack Obama. I said that during Donald Trump. And it's like, oh, my goodness. One of my little boy yesterday brought up that of Benito Mussolini, the most arrogant human being, the greatest of all narcissists that I've ever seen in all of my life. Who started a war, who ended up destroying his own country, and it took the country all that destruction before they finally took things into their own hands, took matters into their own hands, and dealt with them. Benito Mussolini. That was the guy that raised his hands towards God and said, God, if you're there, strike me dead. It was recorded two different times. This is how much of an arrogant narcissist he was. How did that end up for him? Well, his own people got a hold of him. At the end of the day, they beat him to death, and then they hung him, his mistress, and his whole cabinet upside down for the world to see. Oh, and God did accommodate, didn't he? Yep. It wasn't his desire. It was Benito's in daring the justice of God, and God at end and at length finally answered his call. That all men could find their faith, not in the wisdom of men's words, but in the power and in the demonstration of the Spirit of the Most High God. And oh my goodness, did he get it. Galatians 6:7. God is not mocked. But that's what you have to, what you have today is worse than a Benito Mussolini. Absolutely. It's going to take you for your country to be destroyed, your people to be destroyed before you finally figure out who the responsible party is. This is the leader of the pack to those that sit there and tolerate this. I'm not calling for an overthrow. I am calling for the people in this country to stand up and lawfully deal with the corrupt in their government. We have every right and every provision in the Constitution in doing so. And now we're being beat down by the agencies, the unconstitutional agencies, to try to put the fear of them into your hearts. Well, we don't fear man. We fear God. So let me go over to Joe Biden. Let me show you how empty this guy is. This is him trying to read a teleprompter.
All
check
of you
this
in
out.
This room, for making this forum a success, and particularly in Prosper Africa deal room. That sounds like something that we shouldn't be saying. Prosper Africa deal room. I kept asking, where's the deal room? I think I'm looking at it. Folks, to help save lives and combat COVID-19. And this will include partnerships between African-American companies to provide cybersecurity services to make sure Africa's digital environment is reliable and secure. Cisco Systems and Cyber Bastion, a diaspora-owned small business.
See, folks, and what's sad about all of this is the people sit there and mock him. This is your said representative. We have a representative government, and this is your said representative. And I want to show you how the people in this country are making mockery of it during this time of the year. One guy took it upon himself. I'm sure he was well-intended, but I don't see what's funny about what's going on in our country in any sense of the word. And what am I saying? What I'm saying is, for them to write a song, it's beginning to look a lot like treason, blows me away, to say the least. And again, how this is funny, I have no idea. But somehow or another, people think that this sort of stuff is funny, and it's just not funny. And again, so what I'm going to do is I'm going to play this out for you. Go ahead and check this out. This is the conservatives mocking Joe. Listen carefully.
It's beginning to look a lot like treason. Every time we vote, take a look at the Mesa docs, big bouts in the Dropbox. Election night reporting shows the blue. It's beginning to look a lot like treason. It's the wrong size, but the scariest sight you'll see are the reporters on TV sticking to their lies. Once the votes are counted, it must not be doubted. It all went just as they planned. If more votes than voters, you shouldn't have noticed. You just don't understand. And George and Klaus can hardly wait to do it all again. To look a lot like treason.
Boy.
Every election.
You know what I'm just thinking about right here, and I'll get right back to this in a moment. Our forefathers fought against treason. The greatest generation fought against treason. Their kids mock those that are guilty of treason in their own country. Can you make that out? Who's the joke on?
Take a look at the ballot mules, playing us all for fools. Sure, they'll never answer for their crime. It's beginning to look a lot like treason. Soon the count will stop. If the numbers don't look right, they'll just change them in the night with a
They're dancing around a Christmas tree, singing about treason.
You know what? The networks will chew up the sheep. We'll think it's all fine. If lawsuits are planning, they'll kill without standing and sue you for wasting their time. And sucker butts keep rolling in. They're keeping the clerks in line. It's beginning to look a lot like treason. Social escalator.
This is the voice of today's conservatives, friends, that are good for nothing. Matthew 5:13. Absolutely good for nothing, aren't they? Good for nothing. They mock the judgments of God upon themselves. You know, it's interesting because the first thing I think of, again, is what it tells us in Malachi 2:2. Because I, when I say I live this stuff, I live what I do, folks. I mean, there's no, to the point of pulling my hair out. And no, I got all my hair. If you will not hear, saith the Lord, and if you will not lay it to heart, to give glory unto my name, and keeping my commandments and my judgments, my statutes unto my judgments, and establishing righteousness and peace within the gate, saith the Lord of hosts, I will send a curse upon you. And I will curse your blessings. Yeah, I have cursed them already because you have not laid it to heart. Because you have not laid it to heart. Isn't that where we're at today? Yep. The conservatives of the day, yesterday's liberals, when I say Matthew 5:13, the Bible says that they're trodden underfoot and they are good for nothing. That's exactly what you're seeing today. Everybody mocking Joe, but the joke's not on Joe. The joke's on you. Because who's behind all of this? The Lord is. Because Americans lay it not to heart. Let me go back over to Marcus Tullius Cicero, 106-43 BC. He was a Roman statesman, by the way, a philosopher and an orator. He was a part of the Roman Senate back in 58 BC before Christ. He said this, and by the way, I wrote this on August 13th of 2015 for WorldNet Daily. Beware of the smiling traitors. Listen carefully. A nation can survive its fools and even the ambitious, but it cannot survive treason from within. An enemy at the gates is less formidable, for he knows and carries his banner openly. But the traitor moves amongst those within the gate freely, his sly whispers rustling through all the alleys, heard in the very halls of government itself. For the traitor appears not a traitor, but this one does. He speaks in a scent familiar to his victims, and he wears their face and their arguments, and he appeals to the baseness that lies in the deep in the hearts of all men. We'll be right back. SonsOfLibertyMedia.com, SonsOfLibertyRadio.com.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutriMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNlive.com today.
USA News Update. New England is the latest and last part of the USA to feel the wrath of a winter storm that's already ravaged the western mountains, the Gulf Coast, the upper Midwest, and the Northeast all week. Could be 2 feet of snow this weekend in the mountains of New England. Stormy times as well in this day of trading on the New York Stock Exchange. The benchmark Dow Jones Industrial Average is on track for another huge loss. It's been down as many as 500 points today. The Keystone Pipeline's back online, but the shortages created by the leak-caused shutdown could be a concern. So the White House says it's releasing about 2 million barrels of crude from the Strategic Petroleum Reserve to help deal with it. After a week at a U.S. military base, Brittany Griner is home in Arizona. The WNBA star thanked a lot of people for her release today, saying it feels good to be home. The last 10 months have been a battle at every turn. Rich Johnson, USA News.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork, you know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best. Deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. That's 800-507-3137.
If you're like most Americans, you can see things are out of control. Global problems have local consequences, too many of them. And if the next news headline spins us into chaos, you'd better be ready. Grocery store supply chains are only as strong as their weakest link. Don't wait for them to break. Today's the day to secure emergency food for everyone in your family. My Patriot Supply is America's largest preparedness company. Our specially packaged and delicious food stays fresh for up to 25 years in storage. It'll be there when you need it. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and pick up several emergency food kits. There are a dozen different sizes that average over 2,000 calories per day. As we all know, calories equals energy equals survival. And as you'd expect from a true preparedness company, our food kits are in stock and ship quickly. Those who know what's coming are preparing today. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Welcome back again to the Sons of Liberty. Hey, folks, just for the sake of time, I understand that we're back up online on social media platforms. Did not know what's going on there, but I'll tell you what, sometimes it's really difficult when you're here by yourself, and usually I have a producer on the other side, and then it goes and feeds itself into Minneapolis area, into Genesis Communication Networks, and then they have the back end. It also goes all the way over to South Carolina where Tim is. So I usually don't have to do a whole lot here. It's Tim and GCN that do everything on the back end, and if we have any problems, it usually goes to the producer. This stuff does happen once in a while. Forgive me, in all sincerity. I'm going to cover some of this information again tomorrow, okay, because I want to go back to treasonous Joe Biden, but I wanted to get over to something that one of my friends, who is a stewardess out of South Dakota, sent me today. And I'll tell you what, if anything gets my dander up, it's just this. Someone just posted this. Jesus laying down his life out of love for the world, yes, rather than conquering it with angel armies to force it to obey his will, is the eternal critique to any Christian theology that believes it must conquer the culture for Jesus rather than let his love conquer our own hearts. See, now to me, folks, I understand what he's saying, but that's only part. That's only part. Okay? Because when you look at Scripture, it also tells us, and I'm just going through here because I got a plethora of Scriptures up in front of my face right now. And I want you to see this, and I'm going to go there right now. It tells us in Luke 11:42, okay? It says that, woe unto you. He's rebuking the Pharisees. He's woeing them. He's cursing them. He said, woe unto you, Pharisees, you religious hypocrites. He told us to warn, to be warned of these, and they're leaving. They're wicked theology in Mark 8:15. But he said, but woe unto you, Pharisees, for you tithe mint and rue in all manner of herbs. You give what you have, but you pass over judgment and the love of God. These ought you have to have done and not to leave the other undone. Now, isn't that interesting that the modern theology, the modern pastor, the Bible, by the way, condemns the effeminate. Just for your information, effeminate and feminists, friends, have their part in the lake of fire. What I see in the church in America today, more than I don't, and this is easily hands down, is this sort of guy that says that Jesus just talks about the love of God and knows nothing of the love of God. See, let me put it to you this way. When you look at the cross of Christ, you look at Calvary, it's twofold, and I'm sure it's much more than that, but I'm going to give you two definitions of understanding as to what that transaction was all about. When you look at Christ on the cross, that was an exhibition of God's hatred towards sin. It was a judgment upon the prince of the world, and that's exactly what Scripture tells us. But it's also the other side, the twofold side, the second part of this, is God's redeeming love to mankind and his willfulness to lay down the life of his son and sacrificing him as the propitiation of the sins of the world. What washed us from our sins? His blood, Revelation 1:5. Now, I got to go over here really quick because I'm going to get to something and I think it's going to make everybody angry. And if it doesn't, I got to ask you the question, why doesn't it make you mad? But what I want to do is I want to go over to 2 Corinthians and I want to go to chapter 7 and I want to read verse 10 and 11. Okay, the message to the world is not God loves you and has a wonderful plan for your life. That's what these people preach. It's modern gospel and it is not scriptural. Love is in a demonstration, not in lip service. That's why I end the show every day with 1 John 3:18. My little children, let us not love in word, neither in tongue, but by deed and by truth. By this our hearts are assured before him, by what we do. It's a work of faith and it's a labor of love. Folks, that's what it tells us in the book of Thessalonians. These people understand not that love. But let me get to the point. The message is repent, for the kingdom of heaven is at hand. Is it not? Yes, it is. Repent, for the kingdom of heaven is at hand. We have broken God's moral law, Acts 20, verse 21. Paul preached repentance towards God and faith in our Lord Jesus Christ. And we cannot do that if we preach not God's moral law as a schoolmaster to bring men unto Christ. That's the New Testament, Galatians 3:24. In thought, it tells us in Isaiah 8:20, if they speak not according to the law and to the testimony, it's because there is no light in them. So, when John was preaching, repent and bring forth fruits of repentance, what does that look like scripturally? Well, it tells us, 2 Corinthians 7:10, for God least sorrow, I'm sorry before God, worketh repentance to salvation, liberation from sin, not to be repented of, but the sorrow of the world worketh death. For behold, the self same thing. Now listen carefully. This is the fruit of repentance, that you sorrowed after a godly sorrow. You are sorry that you offended God. You're offended at the sin that put Christ on the cross, and you're going to, in the new life, because you must be born again, is the message, John 3:3. When you're born again of that Spirit, you will take vengeance on that what put Christ on the cross. You sorrowed after a godly sort, but what carefulness it wrought in you. What carefulness? What do you mean? These guys today, they preach the grace of God as an occasion for the flesh. But when you know Scripture and understand Scripture and what real grace is, we're made more than conquerors. And where sin abounds, grace does much more abound. And what is it that overcomes the world? Our faith. Now, I just said Romans 8:37. I can also go over to 1 John 4:4 and also 1 John 5:4. Just for the record, I want you to write it down. Cross-check everything I'm telling you right now. Okay? Remember when King David said, "Thy word have I hid in my heart that I might not sin against you"? Well, Bradley, that's the Old Testament. I don't care. The New Testament is a fulfilling of the Old. They coincide. The Old is fulfilled in the New. Make distinction between ceremonial law and moral law, people, because Jesus didn't come to abrogate the law and the prophets. Think not that I've come to destroy the law and the prophets. I come not to destroy, but to fulfill. Matthew 5:17. And we're to establish the law through faith. Romans 3:31 is exactly what it tells us. Okay? Now, I'm saying this because the modern-day preacher preaches the grace of God as an occasion for the flesh, but when those that are born of the Spirit of God, they strive to be perfected. Be thou perfect and walk before me. Does that sound familiar? Oh, yeah. As a matter of fact, in 2 Peter 3:18, it says, grow up into Him. Not into your excuses. Not into your favorite preacher. Grow up into Him who is without spot or blemish. And it's Him that said, be ye holy as I am holy. And Paul, the guy that wrote two-thirds of the New Testament, didn't give himself over to sin. He knew not to use the grace of God as an occasion for the flesh, because he knew Jesus was going to deliver him from the body of death. The end of Romans 7. Okay? Now, I just want to make sure we're in scriptural context, and we're bringing it about line upon line, precept upon precept. Also keep in mind, friends, that Paul said in 1 Corinthians 9:27 that if he were to go ahead and preach the gospel and to preach the things that he preached but didn't practice what he preached, then he said he would be considered a, what? A castaway. Okay, so folks, this what I'm preaching right now is old time gospel. This is the Word of God. We are not to look to our excuses as the standard. No, we are to look to the risen Christ, and we are to go to the cross. And when we went to the cross, we repented of our sin. So therefore, why would we turn away from repenting before God for our offenses and transgressions before Him, only to turn around and do it all over again? No, those that are truly repentant seek to be free from their sin. Okay? They seek to be just like the Christ. Just like the Bible says, what carefulness it wrought in you. This is the New Testament. Yeah, what clearing of yourselves. Lord, I thank you that we walk in the light as He is in the light, and that we have fellowship as one with another, and the blood of Jesus Christ cleanseth us from all sins. And we thank you that we've overcome the wicked one. Why? Because the Word of God abideth upon us and in us. That's what Scripture tells us. So what clearing of ourselves, that we might not offend Him? What indignation, Scripture tells us. Really? Indignation. Whoa. Knowing the terror of the Lord, we persuade men? Whoa, that's in 2 Corinthians chapter 5. What's the message? Repent, and not to tolerate or play with sin. He said, come out from among them, be not. He said, be ye separate and touch not the unclean thing. 2 Corinthians chapter 6, starting in verse 17. Now let me go to the next one. And then it says, what fear? What? Well, the beginning of the Lord is what? The beginning of wisdom is what? The fear of the Lord. And what does it tell us in Proverbs 16:6? The fear of the Lord is in departing from lawlessness. The Bible tells us in the book of Titus, friends, that He's delivered us from all iniquity. He's redeemed us from all iniquity. Why? That we might receive the Holy Ghost. Acts 5:32. Who is the Holy Ghost given to? To those that repent. To those that obey that form of doctrine that's been given unto us. And I'm thinking of Romans 6 right now. Oh my goodness, folks. And then it says, what vehement desire. This is the fruit of repentance. Vehement desire towards what? Well, folks, I'll tell you what. The Bible says even saving those that are spotted by the garments of the flesh. Saving them from the fire, it tells us in the book. Well, when we follow Jesus, what do? We become fishers of men, Matthew 4:19. We become just like Him. But we're not walking around like a bunch of mamby-pambies preaching a gospel that we're not certain of. And I'll tell you what, the gospel, the Old Testament, in fulfilling into the new, is black and white, folks. There is no gray area. And I think of Revelation 3, where it says, I better have you hot or cold. If you're lukewarm, I'll spew you out of my mouth. I think of James 4:4, where it says, friendship with the world is enmity with God. Hey, folks, I'm teeing this up for the next segment, because I'm going to lead into something that hopefully is going to show you what I've been dealing with for 23 years. And what I'm about ready to show you should surprise nobody, because politicians are doing and emulating only that which they see amongst professors in the Church of America, which is a lack of Christianity. We'll be right back. Sons of Liberty Media.com.
At the Sons of Liberty, we are in the trenches doing what it takes to protect our liberty. If you are already supporting our work as a son or daughter of liberty, we cannot say thank you enough. All we do is made possible by the generosity of faithful supporters like you. Together, we are having a positive impact on the future of this country we all love so much. If you have not yet partnered with us financially, we ask you today to consider becoming a son or daughter of liberty. Call 1-866-233-0747 or online at sonsoflibertyradio.com. Be a part of the team that brings responses like this.
What I like most about Bradley Dean Ministries is that it doesn't really bother him if it would be offensive to someone or someone would take it the wrong way. He just very confidently always speaks the gospel.
Become a son or daughter of liberty at sonsoflibertyradio.com.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
First, we decide where we want to go. Then we need to know the best way to get there. Hi, my name's Adam Barada. I'm the owner of Advantage Gold. We're the highest rated precious metals firm in the country. We teach people how to own physical gold and silver. Now, we've won the Best of TrustLink Award 4 years in a row because we educate our clients on how to buy gold and silver the right way. We don't pay celebrity spokespeople millions of dollars. We'd rather pass that value on to you. Call 800-900-8000 and speak with one of our experts. We'll send you a free gold kit along with my latest number one national best-selling book, The Great Devaluation. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. Get the best information, the best process, the best service, the best value. Call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000. Call 800-900-8000.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor. Consult with your financial advisor before investing.
Call 800-900-8000.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
Mine, I'm going to go full circle. It's been a day already, folks, but we're just going to keep rocking this thing, okay? We're talking right now about a post, and it's modern gospel garbage. They have part of it down, but they don't have the other part down. And I'll tell you what's interesting is I posted this one that I just highlighted, and then I also posted this in contrast. I want you to listen to this carefully in contrast. This is E.M. Bounds. From the 1800s. He was a chaplain during the Civil War. Okay? You want to talk about trials and tribulations? Oh my goodness. And if you haven't read his book on prayer, it's about 600 pages long. I strongly encourage you to do that. I strongly encourage you to do that, friends. It's priceless. But what's interesting, I want you to take E.M. Bounds from the 1800s, and I want you to compare this to this sloppy, modern, heretical gospel that they call a gospel today. Listen to this. This is Ian Bounds. God's church is a militant host. Its warfare is with unseen forces of evil. God's people compose of an army fighting to establish his kingdom in this earth. Is that not what our forefathers did? Absolutely. Their aim is to destroy the kingdom of Satan and to erect the kingdom of God over its ruins. Isn't that what the Bible tells us in Isaiah 58, verse 12? Why, yes, it does. which is righteousness and peace and joy in the Holy Ghost. Oh my goodness. Oh my goodness. I was going back and forth with the woman talking about, she posted some of her nonsensical, non-scriptural heresy about being at peace in the arms of Jesus. And I asked her, I went online and I said, ma'am, can you do me a favor? Because we are defenders of the word. We're jealous over the gospel, right, Christians? And when she's talking about being in the peaceful arms of Jesus, I went over there and I said, can you show me in Scripture what you're talking about? Because I can't find what you're talking about. And I said, I want you to give me a point of reference to exactly what you're posting right now. And of course, she comes back and she posts something that had nothing to do with what she posted. And I said, you need to be careful with what you post because you have no idea what you're posting. You're parroting what you heard from the hireling in your pulpit. You're at peace in a world that's at war with God? Are you kidding me? Oh my goodness. You know, I was at a museum on the East Coast. A friend of mine had a Bible museum, and it was just second to none. He had some fantastic artifacts. And one of them just happened to be a picture of Charles. It was in Charles Spurgeon's study back at the Tabernacle in England there. And he got it somehow. And it was a picture of a king with a sword in his hand, pushing his soldiers back into war. And I got closer to it after he told me whose it was. I had to read the little tag on the picture. And you know what it said, friends? It said, the king comforting his soldiers. You know what that means? To push them back into war. Man, if we did some word studies and word searches on old meanings of like the comfort of the Holy Ghost, that's exactly what it means, to be pushed along in war. But the American version of the Holy Ghost, the comforter, is to comfort men in their sin as long as they cry up. No change required, Titus 3:5. No, just as long as they cry, everything's good and they're going to go to heaven because the pastor, the hireling, said so when he has no business doing so. That's the Spirit's job, not man's job. Oh my goodness, folks. Let me say it this way. Look at the fruit of the modern gospel. Where has it brought us? Where has it brought us? Exactly to where we're at right now. I'm going to show you something. And I'm going to get to all of this tomorrow in a more organized form than today. And again, forgive me for the audio issues that you had on social media platforms. I have you for 2 hours tomorrow. Let's go back to E.M. Bounds, and I'm going to highlight what I'm talking about. E.M. Bounds finishes his statement with, this Christian church, God's church, is a militant host. He said, this militant army is composed of individual soldiers of the cross. That's exactly what Scripture says, soldiers of the cross. The armor of God is its defense, Ephesians 6, starting in verse 12. And prayer is the added power that crowns it all. Is that what you're hearing from the modern church? Nope. Nope, not at all. Folks, I when I first got saved, I was, and I don't share a lot of this with you. There's certain facets of the ministry I just don't share with people because I don't want you thinking that I'm trying to add accolade to ourselves. I never have done that. This is his message, not mine. But I was the drummer for Junkyard Prophet. We were the best unsigned Christian band. After the first show that we played, there was a band that came that was out there for 2 years called POD. We played one show, and then we got second best unsigned to POD. As you all know, POD became MTV's darling. Bunch of compromisers is what they are. And what's interesting, they'll take the compromisers, but if you hold to the Word of God, that's an issue, of course. That's what the Bible tells us, Revelation 12:10. And also verse 17, read it. But when I first got saved, folks, I was playing with national bands right away. Guardian, Christian bands, Bride, Nouveau, oh, the list goes on. And I knew right when I first got in there, it was like, I noticed that more than anything else, I seen a bunch of succumbers. Let me just say it. Let me say it the way that it first came to my mind 23 years ago. What a bunch of losers. And I remember when I would look at them, at these people that would go to these Christian clubs, I just thought to myself, these people, and the more I knew of the Word of God, the more I knew that these people were not saved. They were, in fact, using the grace of God as an occasion for the flesh. They were losers on purpose, and they thought that they were heaven-bound, when, in fact, you look at the fruit of them, they are hell-bound. And what's interesting is, even when I got into the national scene right away, playing in the metal scene, in the Christian scene, what was interesting is I noticed that when we were playing with national acts, I could just discern. I'm a discerner, folks. I could tell you what's wrong inside of a room or what's wrong with the people in the room 15 minutes into it, if it took me that long. And I'm talking, give me 100 people and I'll tell you what's up. And what's interesting, by the Holy Ghost, of course, 1 Corinthians 12:28. But I noticed that there was a lot of effeminism going on in the church, and I knew that the professed Christians, especially those that were behind the labels, were pushing this agenda for some reason. It was to weaken the church. The same way politicians are putting them into places of government and into our military. To what? To weaken our military. To weaken our government. To set us up for judgment. And so my friend from, going fast forward now, my friend from South Dakota, she's a stewardess, she sent this over to me, and I want you to see this. You all know who Amy Grant is, right? And I'm going to do a whole spread on this tomorrow. I got so much information on this because I've written about it several times. But it came as no surprise to me whatsoever. Remember how I just showed you in contrast the church of Jesus Christ in power, how they came conquering in the name of Christ? And what you see today is just the exact opposite. And then they have the audacity to use the grace, as I said, as an occasion for the flesh. They're effeminate. They have no business being in the pulpits at all. Okay? We're made more than conquerors. The Lord told us to go out, friends, and conquer. And we're made more than conquerors through Him. But they bleed the words. They milk the words down in the definitions. They water them down, and then they redefine them. Because the people don't read the Bibles for themselves. They think it's true. When you got to know something's wrong if the Holy Ghost is in your heart. Romans 5:5. But look at this. Do you guys all see this? This is Amy Grant. You know, the Christian hero, you know, that left the cross to go into the secular scene. Secular means without God. Look at this flake. Look at this heretic. She was the one that was championed by the Christians as one that crossed over and made it. And what'd she do when she made it? She left the cross. She ends up filing for divorce, and then she remarries. And by the way, Matthew 5 tells us clearly that when you marry and then you go out and remarry someone else, clearly you are committing the act of adultery. And the Bible tells us in 1 Corinthians 6:9 that adulterers have no inheritance into the kingdom of God. Don't get mad at me if that's your position. Repent. Okay? But Amy Grant, she goes out. She leaves her cross. She leaves her husband. She gets remarried. And now she's out there promoting homosexuality. Just like so many others are in the Church of America, as they call themselves. It's not the Church of Jesus Christ, folks. It is clearly the Church of Heresy. Amy Grant to host niece's same-sex wedding, and she believes Jesus wants us to love God and love each other. Well, He will. He'll love people all the way to hell. He desires that all come to the knowledge of the truth, but if they do that not, if they end up hell, the Lord loved them just as much, but now they're going to suffer eternal vengeance because they put themselves there. Love you by what we do.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.